basketball action. A heartbreaker for the Pitt Panthers this afternoon. They lost in overtime to the Clemson Tigers, 78-75. That's the Pitt men's team. Women's team in action tomorrow as they host number 14-ranked North Carolina. That game at 2 o'clock. The Duquesne Dukes at this hour taking on the St. Bonaventure on the Bluff. And right now, the Dukes leading St. Bonaventure by a score of 25-12. Last night, Carnegie Mellon split games with Chicago. The men's team won 63-57 at the University of Chicago. Women's team lost to number 24-ranked Chicago, 62-54. Both teams head to St. Louis to take on Wash U tomorrow. And the Pittsburgh Penguins last night beat the Buffalo Sabres 5-2. They take on the Washington Capitals tonight on the road. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. There is an extreme cold watch out for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Look for highs only reaching 11 to 12 degrees and overnight lows below zero. This afternoon, chance of rain, cloudy skies, high 41. Rain mixed with snow overnight, low 21. Snow likely on Sunday, high 25. Very cold Sunday night, low of 6 degrees. The wind will make it feel like it's minus 4. On Monday, Martin Luther King Day, mostly cloudy, cold, high near 11. Partly cloudy Monday night, low of minus 2. Tuesday, partly sunny and cold, high 14. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 14. Currently 39 in Washington County. It's 40 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 40 degrees at WRCT.
Jay Thurber.
Music. And now a song that I think will lift your spirits as much as it has lifted mine. A song to rally you through the weeks, months, and years ahead. Here's Noel Coward.
They're out of sorts in Sunderland and terribly cross in Kent. They're dull in Hull and the Isle of Man is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the Firth, the Forth and sullen on Salisbury Plain. In Dublin they're depressed, lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west, lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, hooray, hooray! On the way, there are bad times
just around the corner.
There are dark clouds hurtling
through the sky,
and it's no good whining about a silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roam by with a scowl and a frown. We will keep our ground and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just
around the corner.
The horizon's gloomy as can be.
There are blackbirds over the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're an unhappy breed, and very bored indeed, when reminded of something that Nelson said. While the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead.
At this same time over these same frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me online at jthurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up next.
We ought to have more manure. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
On
dismay,
way.
There are
bad times just around the corner,
and the outlook's absolutely vile. There are
home fires smoking from Windermere to Woking, and we're not going to tighten our belts and smile, smile, smile at the sound of a shot. We just as soon as not take a hot water bottle and go to bed. We're going to untense our muscles till they sag, 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 and wait until we drop down dead.
There are
bad times just around the corner. We can all look forward to despair. It's as clear as crystal from Bridlington to Bristol that we can't save democracy, and we don't much care if the Reds and the Pinks believe that England sinks and that world revolution is bound to spread. We'd better all learn the lyrics of the old red flag and wait until we drop down dead. Until we drop down dead.
Thank you, Noel Coward.
This was the story production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy. On Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
Invisible Tears. That was the alternative to the Ray Charles version, not the one who couldn't see, the one who apparently couldn't hear. yes. we started this hour off with James Last in Granada. I'm Eric O'Brien. How are you? Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. It's good to be with you, as always, even in this cold snap that we seem to be in and out of this year, I guess, so far. So when it's cold, you need to celebrate some things. So here are some things you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate them because they're there to be celebrated. I can say that fine, but I have a regular conversation and I can't talk. January 18th, 17th rather, ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Yeah, the time has come. We're halfway through the month of January, and you might as well just ditch them right now. It's also Kid Inventors Day, so you have some wise kids out there who do things like that, so let them do that. Celebrate it. January 18th is Thesaurus Day. It's also Winnie the Pooh Day, as it is the birthday of A.A. Milne, the author of the Winnie the Pooh series there. January 19th is National Popcorn Day, and oddly enough, it's also National Tin Can Day. You know, the popcorn tins, you probably got one for Christmas. Those nice big tins of three different kinds of popcorn. Yeah, so that kind of goes together, actually. But January 20th is Butter Crunch Day. Now, I'm not really familiar with Butter Crunch, but candy lovers, it's your day. National Butter Crunch Day is January 20th, and you can enjoy Butter Crunch as the candy, or you can have it on ice cream, cereal, snacks, trail mix, puddings, and a variety of other stuff. So find a way to enjoy it and just share it with us, if you will. It's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We celebrate his birthday on the third Monday of January. National Cheese Lover Day and Penguin Awareness Day. If you aren't aware of penguins, what's wrong with you? January 21st is National Hugging Day, and it is also it's also Squirrel Appreciation Day. Don't hug a squirrel. January 22nd is National Blonde Brownie Day. Sometimes they call them blondies, actually. Is it true that blondes have more fun? Well, they love them with brownies, right? So actually the difference is from a regular brownie, which is dark brown made with chocolate, blonde brownies are made with light brown sugar instead of the dark brown chocolate. So that makes them a blondie. So there you go. National January 23rd is National Pie Day, National Handwriting Day, and Measure Your Feet Day. If you're getting new shoes that day, that's a good thing to do. Those are some of the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. So enjoy them. Here's Paul Mariotta. I won't last a day without you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. And easy. Lex de Azevedo there with Just a Song Before I Go. Ronnie Aldridge had Woodstock. Leaving on a Jet Plane was done by Perry Botkin Jr., Peter Appleyard with This Masquerade, and Paul Mariotte started that set off with I Won't Last a Day Without You. I'm Eric O'Brien, and this is kind of the world record break here. Florida Museum gathered 468 people in dinosaur costumes to break a Guinness record. The Cox Science Center and Aquarium teamed up with the city of West Palm Beach to take on the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs at West Palm Beach's Screen on the Green. Okay. The record to beat stood at 252 people, and that was set in Los Angeles in 2019. Well, it was kind of a bad time for them to break that record, but they did indeed do that with 468 people, and they're so proud of it. Meanwhile, our friend David Rush, the Idaho man who has broken numerous records, announced that he broke 52 Guinness World Records in 52 weeks in 2024, marking the second year he's accomplished that goal. The last time he did so was in 2021. The Boise resident kicked off the year by with the most ping pong balls caught in shaving foam on the head in 30 seconds, which was 14. He said his most painful record of the year was the fastest time to drink 1 liter of lime juice, and remember that one, through a straw, and he did it in 13 seconds and then threw up. Then he said the farthest distance of blowing a playing card was 33 feet and 4.78 inches. That was the most unexpected challenge. The most satisfying was juggling tricks in 1 minute with three balls, 49. He did 49 tricks. And then he said the easiest was bursting balloons with boxing gloves in 1 minute, and he smashed 327 balloons when he had a number to beat of 72. So there you go. Finally, a Swedish stunt rider broke a Guinness record when he reached the speed of 125.93 miles an hour while leaning on his handlebars and doing a wheelie. 51-year-old Magnus Carlsen performed the stunt on his KTM 1290 Super Duke motorcycle in Sweden and broke the record for the fastest motorcycle handlebar wheelie. I think he's nuts, to be honest with you. Here's Pat Valentino with a familiar tune on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
for blueberries yet. That was Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And before that, Neil Richardson and his singers with Blueberry Hill, their renditions thereof. And that was a nice segue into something or other. Don't know what. And Pat Valentino in that set as well with Orinoco Flow. You know, going back to this Magnus Carlsen fella who did a wheelie at 125.93 miles per hour, has a goal now of trying to break that with a 200 mile per hour handlebar wheelie. He really is nuts. But it could be magic. Here's Sid Dale on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy with Pete Drake and Forever from 1964. Before that, Sven LeBeck, Too Late for Goodbyes. Bobby Edwards did Chico and the Man. Too Late to Turn Back Now was done by Charles Crawford. And the Sid Dale Orchestra did Could It Be Magic. We have time for a couple more tunes here, but here is Acker Bilk. And Touch Me in the Morning. Buddy Morrow to take us up to the top of the hour with Night Train. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
We walked to the sea, just my father.